Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. I wanted to jump on and do a bit of an impromptu live for you, a little bit of a mini training, because I have seen a bit of a pattern happening in the industry with a couple of, well, with quite a few different life coaches I've been speaking to, and in my own experiences of hiring professional services and life coaching. And it's something that is costing you money, and I don't want you to be making the same mistake, because I know that you are committed to being all in on your business this year, that you are committed to making money, to replacing your corporate salary, to being a fully booked out life coach. And yet, despite having these big dreams, I'm seeing a little bit of a disconnect with how life coaches are showing up and how they are owning the authority, being a professional and taking up space as the life coach that they want to be. And one of the things that I see happen that I've recently had the experience of is I have been a ready-to-buy client. I have been someone who knows that I needed help, that I wanted extra support with something, and following somebody, checking out their page, looking them up, doing a quick stalk, looking at their testimonials, looking at what I see on their socials, making an assessment, and then going ahead to book with them so that I could potentially hire them, that has all happened in the space of an hour. That means that there are going to be people who find you, who binge your stuff, who want to book in with you, and they want to meet with you to see if you're suitable. And the thing that is so fascinating is that I'm on the call with this person, and they weren't ready with an offer, which is fascinating because I read their website, I looked at the offer, I checked my bank account, I know that I want what they have to offer, and yet when I was actually in front of them having a discussion and they were selling me their offer and confirming to me what they were doing, they were incredibly nervous, lacking clarity, not clear about what they do, not clear about their price, not clear about their capacity, meaning they were literally saying to me, I'm not sure if I can handle any more clients right now. And I said, oh, is that because you're fully booked? No, because things are a bit hectic in my personal life. And all of these things created very little confidence in me as the client to invest in them. Not based on their value, not based on their coaching, but I could see where they were lacking in terms of their business skills. And if you're lacking in those business skills and your client that is sat in front of you wanting the solution that you're offer doesn't have the awareness that I have, or maybe isn't a business coach who can't see what's happening, then they may not have the level of patience, the level of trust, the level of willingness to look beyond that and make an informed decision based on the person that they see and how wonderful they are and how much they speak passionately about what they do and how much they really could bring to the table based on what you've assessed of them on their social media and on their website. And to be honest, even though I have the discernment and I can see where someone's just lacking business skills and sales skills versus where someone's actually lacking the confidence in their actual service or product, as a client ready to spend my hard-earned money, I just kind of want to be looked after. I kind of just want to have a really seamless sales process. So even though I have the capacity to look beyond it, sometimes it's just not good enough. Sometimes I just want someone who can show up as the professional, as the authority, to take me through a process and give me a really good customer experience. So this is the message for you, and this is what I want you to reflect on. And I'm saying this with love because I don't want you to be leaving money on the table because it breaks my heart. This is a sign if you are thinking, oh, fuck, like I'm desperate to make money. I know that I'm all in on my business. I know that this can happen for me. I know I want this. And you are not either selling or marketing at all, and you're thinking, I can't even imagine that happening because nobody knows about my offer. If you're thinking, well, I don't know what my offer is, I haven't even got that far and I'm still trying to figure it out, we need to talk. If you're thinking, okay, well, I've done all that, I know it's on my website, I know it's there, but the idea of actually telling someone my price on a consult and confidently owning that discussion, leading them as the professional, supporting them so that they can make an informed buying decision, and helping them have a seamless customer service experience, if all of that feels like too much, then yeah, we need to talk. We need to work together, because this is exactly what I will support you with. Because your confidence as a life coach and as a business owner is going to be the differentiator that determines whether or not you make those dreams of yours a reality this year. I believe in you. I know you believe in you, but are you getting the support? And are you being onto yourself about the gaps that you have, whether that's at the beginning of the process, whether that's just showing up and getting visible at all, whether that's creating an offer, or whether that's having the confidence, the certainty, the professionalism to own the room when you have a client stood in front of you saying, I want the help that you offer. Are you ready to take the stage, take the opportunity, and give them the service that they clearly want? Because they're sat in that consult with you because they want to work with you. And if you're feeling wobbly about any of those things, you're leaving money on the table and you're not making the money and the clients that you could be capable of. So here is the call to action. If you've got what you needed and you want to go, that's absolutely beautiful. Go have a beautiful day. Let me know in the comments if this was helpful and what you're going to do differently. If you're thinking, okay, I'm listening and you want this ass kickery, and obviously in our coaching sessions, I'm a lot softer. In my training, I'm very like, this is how it is. In our coaching, I'm a lot more, obviously it's a collaboration, it's a co-creation. I'm getting the feedback of you, I'm supporting you. If we end up going into deep inner healing work, if we end up going into inner child work, if we go into future self integration, or if we go into tactical steps, and the actual how-to implement it, a checklist, the physical steps you need to take, then we do all of those things. That is the beauty of intimate one-to-one support. So if you want that, and you know I'm the coach for you, and you know that you need this support, and you're ready to be all in on your business, then my one-to-one program is the perfect place. You get all of the training that you need, all of the business fundamentals. You obviously get the one-to-one coaching and mentorship with me, weekly sessions, boxer support, the CEO strategy sessions so that we can prioritize the first session on actually creating an offer, establishing a price, establishing a marketing and sales strategy. And then we have the 4 months together to go out and execute week by week. You bring anything and everything to the table and I support you, as well as in the boxer support in between sessions. It's a beautiful journey. I love, 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 love this work so, so much. And I cannot wait to connect with you. So if this is you, drop me a DM or comment saying thrive. Otherwise, go and think about what I've shared today, because I am too passionate about life coaches getting paid for the work that they want to be doing. But if you're leaving money on the table because you're not showing up as the professional, you're not taking up space, you're not being the authority, and you're not allowing yourself to own your shit and know what you know and say it with confidence and take your client through that customer experience that they deserve, because that's exactly how you want to be treated in your process whenever you're buying really high ticket things, then definitely let's connect.